I would like to share with you about the light. The light has come. Jesus is known as the light of the world. And today, above all days, we celebrate the gift of that light. There's no coincidence that it was a star that led people to Bethlehem, to the manger. It was light. It was a star, and the light that spilled from that star that led the kings from wherever they came from, days of journeying probably, following the light. And I'd like to suggest that we let the light lead us. In Isaiah, the prophet, there is this prophecy about the ingathering of the people who were dispersed in Old Testament times, people that had been scattered but now were being living in the hope of being drawn back together. And in late Isaiah, the prophet speaks of this time as though it has already happened. And he speaks of it with like images. Listen to these words from Isaiah 60, near the end of that book of prophecy. Just three verses, just listen to them. Prophet says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and God's glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawning." This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So this was a prophecy of hope for people who were looking for Messiah, looking for a Redeemer, a Savior to come. And Isaiah promised them that that light has already begun to shine. It has already begun to glow. It's easy for us to make the transition to say, when that light is glowing from the manger, that light is what illuminates our world. That light of potential and hope. The light that comes from a little baby. Who can think of a better image of promise and hope than a little newborn child? With all that vulnerability, all of that crying and noise making and complaining about the hay that was sticking him in every angle. You know, that little vulnerable child, that little baby, that little precious one is the one whom we worship and now call the light of the world. All of that light came from the manger. One of my favorite sermons is one about the characters in the manger. This was a sermon that I shared for the first time at Lakeway United Methodist Church in Pottsville. We were having what we called a Blue Christmas service. It was a special service on a weeknight about the middle of December, specially designed for those who were grieving or mourning, or those who've had a tragedy on Christmas time, and for whatever reason, other reasons, were not feeling the joy that most people feel at Christmas. It was a good idea. Perhaps we might try that here sometime. But in my struggle to come up with a sermon, a homily, or a short sermon for that service, I was playing with a manger scene. Yeah, it's fun to play with manger scenes, okay? I was in the sanctuary by myself, and I was setting up a rather large nativity scene on the table, and I thought how wonderful it could be if we could have a special light for it. and illumine that. You know, so it looked kind of like a star or something. Well, I couldn't figure out how to, by myself, hang a star from the ceiling so that it would shine down. So I simply set up a little microphone stand down front with a floodlight on it and put a light on those characters from the front. And when I set that all up, there were lots of windows in the room. When I set that all up, it was daytime. And I guess I didn't get the full impact. I intended to light the characters. But when the sun went down and the lights were turned off for that dark service, a quiet Christmas or a blue Christmas, the person was doing our lights and sounds faded up that light that shone on those characters. And the most dramatic thing happened, and I think that nobody who was there will ever forget it. I know I won't. But as that light was faded up, the characters began to glow. But what was the surprise was that the white wall behind the Lord's table was beginning to be illumined by that same light with the shadows of each of those characters on the table. And so we had a lighted manger scene here, and we had, in a very dramatic form, the shadows of it on the wall behind the table. Completely unintended, and I didn't plan how to deal with that, how to talk about it. But calling it a service of a quiet Christmas or a blue Christmas, some people think of depression as kind of dark and shadowy thing, you know, and here were these shadows. And I really struggled with how to talk about that. It was dramatic. And somehow, with the Spirit's presence, the words began to come. The light that was on the stand was near the center of the table and of the manger scene. And of course, the center of any manger scene is the Christ child, the baby in the manger. And so what was in the center of the shadows was the X stand of the little wooden cradle, the shadow of the cradle held the Christ child. It appeared from all of that setup, as I've described it to you, it seemed to appear that the light was coming from the manger, that light that would illuminate all of the others and cast those shadows. And so I began to talk about shadows in our lives and how darkness comes and regrets come and grief comes, challenges come, disappointments come, dying moments come, grieving comes. But the solution to dispelling all of those shadows is the light that comes from the manger. The light that comes from Christ, the Holy Child of Bethlehem. The one who was the fulfillment of all those prophecies like Isaiah. Darkness shall cover the earth and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you and His glory will appear. And nations shall come because of your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawning. That brightness is Christ. As Christ illumines our light and our way and our world and our witness, we see evidence of hope. We see evidence of darkness dispelled, of hate pushed aside, of disappointments turning into joy. Of despair turning into hope. That's the Christ that we worship. We have lots of images of him. The cross itself is a pretty dark image. But the manger today is a bright one. Let the light of Christ illumine your way in whatever ways you are traveling, especially when there are dark ways. And know that this Christ child is the source of light, is the answer to our prayers, is the God of all of our hopes and dreams, is the light of the world. Thanks be to God.